Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Still talking the Dynasty on Apple TV, episodes 7 and 8, the Deflategate series, reaction to it.
You know what brings me such joy? The mornings I listen to you and Danny in 2021.
The Pats are already ahead of Brady.
Well, if Bill hadn't screwed it up, they would have been.
Well, that's the point, Nimrod.
Well, it wasn't the decision about Brady leaving, which was Brady's decision so much, as
right.
It was not reinvested properly.
Right. Worked out well for the team. Pat's in good shape.
Well, that's why Bill's not here anymore. That's why he got fired.
Did you ever in a million years think Bill Belichick was going to get fired?
I thought so. Yeah, I predicted it. 617 texter, having Rupert Murdoch start the episode kissing Robert's arse was proof enough for me who wrote the checks for the series. The Putin stuff was interesting, though. I did like seeing that.
I wish I there were so many things. Well, first of all, Hamacek was the king filibuster. Like,
he's definitely a filibuster.
And so I was several times over the last couple of days, I've thought of things that I could have hammered him on, which he probably would have just obfuscated and moved around. But the Putin, what was that, 3 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so reallocate that. Who gives a damn? What's the
and
to
I liked be, it. I liked
but
it.
To be candid,
I was so confused on how that started.
Okay, well, but to be candid, that's private, really. I mean, it was not a public. I mean,
oh, that was a public story.
But like, it's his private relationship with the dictator. I mean, who
it
cares?
It definitely tried to prop it up as like, you know, everybody was talking about.
Who do you think was happy that story was in there?
Well, Robert, of course.
Right?
Yes, but it was still. We talked about that on the show. I mean,
we talked about the Jupiter for months.
Okay, now his defense for that was we didn't get into the personal lives of anybody.
Which is nonsense. They talked about Tom and Giselle.
They haven't much yet, but you tell me it's coming.
Well, I mean, one of the key quotes in the series is not Giselle, but it's attributed to her. It's going to be something that will be cited for years to come.
Ooh. So next Friday is worth sticking around for. Because some people are out on this, right? You're sensing that? It's like, I've had enough of this. This is a one-sided, as it was depicted by some before the series even dropped, a craft attempt to get himself in the Hall of Fame, although I don't think he comes off looking that well. with some of the stuff that he's pushing.
Right. But it is the attempt, the cover up is always worse than the crime. And not always, but in many cases. And the cover up here is transparent. Like, we can all see Bill made the wrong decision with Robert. Like, but we've said, how many times, Ken, have I said, I understand siding with a 68, 69 year old coach who still won a Super Bowl and then went 12-4 over the 43-year-old quarterback. One had never succeeded. Look at Joe Flacco. He looks like a dinosaur. He's 38. So what? I understand Robert Kraft. Instead of just letting it be, and instead of allowing this book not to just remain that you sent everybody 2 years ago, you needed the Apple TV series.
Yeah. Now, the Scott Pioli appearance, he was really good early.
Yeah, I mean, Pioli. I think he's trying. I don't believe the story he tells at all.
There's no way this story is true.
None.
Somebody would have corroborated this by now.
Can we hear it?
Yes, let's hear it.
Do you think that this actually happened? And I will tell you at least two things that didn't.
In 2016, I worked for the Falcons as the assistant general manager. When we were up 28-3, I'm watching the game. We had a suite for the entire personnel department. All the folks I'm working with, they're high-fiving everyone's, it's, you know, out of control. But I was a mess. I felt this nervousness. And as I'm sitting there, someone slaps me on the back and says, come on, Scott, lighten up. You got to enjoy this moment. And I just erupted. And I whipped around and I said, you effing people don't get it. That guy number 12 across the field is Freddy effing Krueger. He's coming back and he's going to get a bunch of us. I just hope he doesn't get us all.
Oh, my God. Okay. 0.0% chance that that happened. Several things. Who was the guy you were talking to? Right. Why wouldn't you say the guy's name? It wouldn't have reflected poorly on the exec.
Right.
Secondly.
Well, it might have, but still. I need a name here. I need somebody that was in the booth.
No matter what. When Julio Jones caught that pass. The greatest forgotten play in NFL history. The throw by Matt Ryan it was perfectly defended. The defensive line forced Matt Ryan out of the pocket, and on the run on second or third and long, he hits Julio Jones in the 1 millimeter that he could have threaded that ball through, and they get both feet down, and they're at the 30-yard line, 1st and 10, up 8 with 2.5 minutes to go. I'm popping champagne. I was this close to turning the TV off. I think I threw the remote. I mean, at that moment, no matter what the Patriots had done, the game was over. If they took a knee 3 times, kick a field goal, the Falcons are Super Bowl champions. The notion that he's Freddy Krueger is so laughably absurd.
I'm really hoping somebody comes out and says, I was there with Pioli. He was half in the bag and he was celebrating the win. Like, you know, I want the opposite. Somebody's got to comment on this that was with him that night.
Right. And somebody had to have talked to Pioli in the immediate aftermath where he would have obviously offered that story.
Right.
Like it would be in the Peter King game notes or, you know, one of those guys.
He had been a star of the series up until that point for me. But okay, I get it. They're trying to make Brady. It was an odd.
I know
you
can't
underappreciate 28.
I know Super Bowl 51 was not the biggest event of February 5th for you. Was Maya the 6th or the 5th? When was she?
She was the 6th, just after midnight.
Okay, so that night.
Took me a year to watch this Super Bowl.
Right. So it was a big night for the Laird family.
Yeah.
Biggest night
nurses
of your life.
Nurses were gone at MGH watching the game. Not present. We were.
Of all nights. The producer of the morning show in Boston on WEEI, the night of the biggest game in the history of Boston sports, his daughter is born a little after midnight. But that there will never be, you know, the Patriots. I mean, the Red Sox down 3-0, obviously unbelievable. The Yankees, all that meant. But that specific 4-hour window, what people forget about that, which I would have loved more like Falcons devastation. Like, I would have loved to just, that night has, you could do a docuseries on Super Bowl 51 in and of itself.
49 or 51, more important to the franchise?
49.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Brady was about to go 3-3.
Would have been four. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. 3-3. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was after the initial Deflategate stuff. That was the.
But that's one thing this series does well is put into perspective what he was up against here. It was potentially over for a lot of people. He was done if they lose this one to the Falcons.
At the half of Super Bowl 51. So Max Kellerman begins a show with Stephen A. Smith, summer of 2016. And he looks directly in the camera in the first segment of First Take with Stephen A. Smith, and he says, Brady is going to become a bum in short order. He will fall off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what happens. At halftime of Super Bowl 51, Max Kellerman tweets, cliff, ... after Brady had the pick six to end the first half against the Falcons. The amount of absolute glee that was being the schadenfreude of the national media watching the demise of the once great Patriots.
Well, that's what I mean. How important is that game to the Brady legacy?
It's of course. I mean, it's the great. There will never be a better Super Bowl performance in the history of the NFL.
People would have just said 49. Malcolm Butler saved his ass. He should have lost that anyway.
I mean, look at their stats. Matt Ryan had a better rating that game than Tom Brady. He had a 144.1 passer rating. They were almost perfect. The Patriots in that second half, the biggest play of the game is Dante Hightower's strip sack, and the amount of things that had to go right, but the way Brady, I mean, the passes to Danny Amendola on second down and overtime, that like, I could go play by play, but that game is the greatest game in Boston sports
right.
history.
So
he is going to fall off a cliff.
51 over 49.
He won three more Super Bowls after he said that.
Don't you think? 51 over 49.
What do you mean?
Importance.
If they're 3-3,
yeah,
he loses three straight Super Bowls. He's one away from being the Bills.
Let's go to Kyle and Lowell. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
So, two main points about the dynasty. First, Wes Welker. I mean, I never quite understood why Belichick hated him. One thing I was questioning about Belichick, I actually thought I always liked him. Tough slot guy. Always go across the middle, seemed pretty good. Brady always favored him, but holy crap, was this guy a weasel, huh? And I would say this, Wes. It seems ironic that in the 5 years you were here, you didn't win a ring. Maybe it's because you were the cancer in the locker room and you were a part of the other guys being a cancer. And they lost a little bit of the Patriot way, it seems. Two, Robert Kraft is the biggest clown I've ever seen in my life, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, clearly, with Jonathan. But let me say this. He is still continuing to ride the coattails of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady while they're not even in the organization. Every time Jonathan and Robert come on the TV during the dynasty, I throw up in my mouth. And every time Bill or Tom come on, I get chills in the back. I get chills down my body. It's disgusting how this man continues to just ride their coattails. He's an owner. He was in the box while they were doing all the championship winning on the field. He should continue to hide up there while we now suck.
Okay, Kyle, thanks. I didn't think Welker came off weaselly in this, did you?
Yeah, but, I mean, the drop against... right, but that, I mean, when I think of Welker, that's what I think of.
So people didn't even want him involved, basically.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't have the same, you know... I think that there should be some background or context given to the Amendola, Gronk, Welker feelings on Bill. You go to contract. We all negotiate contracts in this business. Mm-hmm. In the immediate aftermath, you're angry because the boss wants to save money. You want to make more money. That's the way every business works. And these guys were the top of their field, and they feel like they were done dirty. The Gronk thing is weird, though. Bill traded him to Tampa. Like, I understand each had an injury report back. They, like, Rosenhaus and the Patriots did separate things on back surgery. You had the Gronk not wanting to be traded to Detroit. But in the end, Gronk was made whole by Bill. You know, and that's the other thing is that all these guys publicly, knowing these interviews were conducted, have been praising Bill. While this was, like, it's such a bizarre...
I'm sure you guys touched on this last week, but going back to the Hernandez episode, even the drafting of Gronk is portrayed as, like, the reason he took Aaron Hernandez, and then he let Hernandez do whatever he wanted, but he was hard on Gronk. So that was his, like, preferred child, going back to the drafting of the two of them.
Interesting text, and I wonder, about this, because if you're right, Ken, I don't agree, but if you're right that they were going to always fire him, which seems laughably insane, but who knows? If the team was somewhat better, let's say the Patriots were 6-11 this year, so 2 wins better, they still miss the playoffs. The Kraft's fire Bill, and there isn't quite the, you know, I feel like it was 70-30, Pats fans thought it was time to go, maybe 60-40. Maybe it's, you know, closer to 50-50 split. What better weapon to have to unleash at the end of the season
than this docuseries? One texter suggested maybe they would have pushed it back a year, made Apple not release it until he was gone.
But I asked them that. They said the Patriots had nothing to do with it.
Right. I don't know.
I mean, it is, the timing is suspect that they released the trailer right after the game, we're told, sealed the fate of Bill Belichick.
You're suspect. All right, coming up, in addition to these thoughts and free agency Monday, Linus Ullmark blocks a trade, possibly multiple trades, on trade deadline day, and the Celtics have a horrible week, potentially franchise-altering, certainly MVP-altering.
The Tatum stuff I don't get. I don't get the fans' desire to make it. He may be something, but he's not it yet.
We will discuss B's and C's after Joe B's Trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now rumor has it she ain't got your love anymore.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Leave us to find a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not ever going to get into a conversation with what I may have talked to Linus about. I've acknowledge we've explored, you know, different situations, and we had opportunities to move different players, but I'm not getting into the you know, the intricacies of what's in somebody's contract.
Busy Friday, NHL trade deadline came and went. Bruins didn't do nothing. They tried to do more than they actually pulled off, and that's what General Manager Don Sweeney is talking about there. Kenneth Curtis on EEI. Back to some football here in a minute, but B's and C's here, Curtis. And this started with a report from ESPN's Kevin Weeks that the Bruins thought they had a trade done involving Linus Ullmark to the LA Kings. And the Boston goalie, quote, essentially nixed the move in large part based on geography, end quote. Frank Saravalli tweeted that he heard there was something close as well. And then Elliot Freeman and Sportsnet said that there was at least one Eastern team involved as well. Linus Ullmark, who was signed in 2021, had a 16-team no-trade clause. So, I get it. There are some places players don't want to go. I don't know why you'd put L.A. on the list necessarily, but okay, you don't want to go to L.A. But this now is out, obviously Linus knows full well, they had to ask him to waive the no trade clause. He declined it. And they didn't get the trade done. And now it's awkward at a minimum, right? Going forward for the Bruins' second half of the season, this could be a mess.
Well, they had the issue, which appears to be ironed out with Swayman, but they had the contentious arbitration hearing over the summer. And now this, and I just have to say to Greg Hill, Courtney Cox, and Shai Marooney, Wiggy and Curtis, right again.
Well, sort of. They didn't pull the trade off, but they wanted to trade him.
Well, right. Don Sweeney agreed with Wiggy and myself, correct?
Well, not really, because if you really wanted to trade him,
what are you talking about? They had a deal agreed to. They were trying to trade Omar.
Well, then trade him to another team that does not on the no trade list. So they sort of wanted to trade him. They didn't go all in to trade him.
So if the Kings said yes, was he going to be traded?
Sounds that way.
No, it's being reported that they had a deal.
Yes. Okay. If you believe that report,
Don's. So now we don't believe the report.
I don't know. I don't know how.
So what the purpose? Kevin what's Weeks, the purpose of this segment then? If we're not even believing the report that you're using to create the conversation,
I believe the report.
Why are you intentionally obtuse?
Well, the Bruins deserve some blame here. Still, they didn't.
I'm just talking selfishly. Oh. That Wiggy and I were called idiot, moron. Everybody does this. Nope. Literally nobody enters the playoffs platooning goalies.
Platooning, yes, but there
they were
been...
saying one night on, one night off. That was the Greg Courtney Shime approach.
I don't like that. That's never happened.
Right. And so if the team has needs, which you agree.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So why not trade a guy that if everything goes the way you want it to, wouldn't see the ice? Especially if you have goalie Bob, whoever the hell the third-string goalie is, it'll probably look like Roy out there.
Well, the only reason not to do it is there have been cases where the starting goalie has gone down, goalie number two has entered and got hot, and you want a cup. Happened with Pittsburgh, Matt Murray, Marc-Andre Fleury. It's happened with a couple teams. So if you trade Omar, then the risk is there's no safety net for Swayman if he gets hurt.
Right.
But you're right, and this is evidence. They are going to – Swayman's your guy this year in the playoffs. I can't imagine they would rotate these two in the postseason.
Right.
Even though Linus, they tried last year to ride him, and he got hurt, and it kind of backfired.
But they kept playing him when he got hurt.
You're right, which was, yes, maybe that's the bigger issue.
More likely to be out of a job next fall, Montgomery or Mazzulla?
Oh, Mazzulla, because all it took, the Celtics beat Golden State by, what, 53 or 50 on the dot? I don't know. They had an epic win. And then it took two losses for Mazzulla to be back in the crosshairs. Don't you think Mazzulla is getting more hit than Tatum for these 2 weeks?
So
the losses?
The Tatum thing is so bizarre to me. Like, we used to mock players who were great in the regular season, who cared about all-star games and talked about an MVP before they won it all. Especially the Celtics, where Paul Pierce said openly, if he doesn't win, no matter what else he's done as a Celtic, his career is not successful. That he had to be up in the banner, had to have a banner up on the, you know, above the parquet.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at Tatum. Obviously, the guy is a model on the field, off the court, on the court, off the court. Like, nobody would dispute that. He's been a sensational player.
The only negatives have been bitching at refs too much.
Right. So here's the thing. So you have a 22-point lead against the Cavs without their best player, with 9 minutes left in the game, and the ref is the storyline? Like, I'm sorry, Celtics fans are the biggest children of all the sports fans in Boston.
No, well, Tatum missed the chance at the end of that game to win.
But that's what I'm talking about. If that is a Patriot, if that is a Red Sox, if that is a Bruin in a similar situation, they're not blaming the ref.
But you can blame a coach if you blow a lead like that in the fourth.
But does anybody think Mazzulla's going to be the reason they win a championship?
I think he is going to be the scapegoat.
But that's what but he's not going to be the reason.
And it might be the reason. You don't think it could be the reason? They have a coach that is just inexperienced that doesn't
No. I'm saying that Mazzulla will not be the reason they win if they win at all, correct?
Oh, the reason they win. Yes. He's in a no-win situation.
Okay. So that's my thing. It's like Dale used to go on the radio and talk about how tough players were, but he never said somebody wasn't. And I don't take you seriously if you're not willing to critique the same way you're willing to praise. And with the Celtics, listen, Mazzulla, whatever. Like, but Mazzulla's
well,
the guy
whatever.
That...
This could, he
but
could
he's
be a
Tatum's
factor.
Caddy. So you can't say Tatum is off the hook because of Mazzulla. Mazzulla's there because of Tatum.
Yes, but that doesn't mean...
That'd be like Brady saying my shoulder hurts because of Guerrero. Well, you're in bed with him.
Well, okay, but you agree the coach could still be a factor. He won't get credit for winning.
Of course they're not going to get rid of Tatum. They'll get rid of Mazzulla, but I just think it's absurd.
All right, yes. So, terrible week. And then, obviously, they get embarrassed by Denver and Jokic, who's the true MVP. So, of these two teams, who do you have more faith in now, Bruins or Celtics?
Oh, Celtics. I have no faith in the Bruins.
Really?
None.
I got to admit, this was an underwhelming Friday.
We didn't talk about it just briefly.
They did get the big rig. How do you like the big rig?
I appreciated that you sent me the Chad Finn story 24 hours after I talked about the Jack Edwards piece. But bizarre piece, right? Like, we still don't really know what's going on. Jack says he doesn't know what's going on.
Right.
Why do they... I just don't know why Jack would want to keep doing it if he doesn't even know what's going on.
Maybe he feels like he can work through it.
Yeah, it's just a bizarre situation.
I do feel bad for him.
Of course. Like, nothing worse than having some ailment that you don't know the cause or the treatment for. But it's a bizarre... But no, I have far more faith. I wouldn't be shocked. If, you know, it would be the classic Bruins. They've won how many games in a row against Toronto?
They won all four this year.
Okay, so...
They had a good week on the ice.
Right, but the Bruins lose in seven to the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, no, don't say that. Everybody's, but, like, rooting for that matchup.
But that's what I'm saying. It would be classic Bruins.
Oh, that would be that'd be the worst disaster.
Right. So, yeah.
I don't see that. I think they get out of the first round if it's Toronto.
And I think Monty is more likely to be out of a job than Mazzulla.
I can't see them firing him because this was always thought of for the Bruins as Bergeron and Krejci left. It's kind of a retooling year. They're ahead of where you thought they would be. Even if they lose in ugly fashion, Montgomery stays.
I see that.
Nope.
Because if Tatum's here.
Mazzulla's. He's walking a very thin rope. But Cassell's already on the team. How many, like,
we thought,
Van Gundy?
We thought Mazzulla was fired last year multiple times.
Yeah, but he is Tatum's the waiting team. Scapegoat.
Brad Stevens, I think, says Mazzulla goes, I go.
Now, do you think Tatum will change dramatically? Can a week like this wake him up
in a sense? No, here's the issue. Like, Wiggy and I went back and forth on it. You are the guy... when you win it all. So it's not all this parsing of, is he a top five? Is he an MVP? This player gets
that.
Does he
have the Mamba mentality?
Like, I'm so tired of it. Like, just win. Who wins and is still considered not elite, other than Joe Flacco?
Foles.
Right? I mean, name a top five NBA player that wins their first title and is somehow still blamed for issues. It doesn't happen. Like, the Bucks have had an up and down year. Is anybody saying the Greek freak sucks?
Right. The next thing would be, are you Larry Bird? Are you Paul
right,
Pierce? Are you,
like,
all time?
In one breath, I respect Tatum's willingness to openly discuss his desire and his goals to be placed in the elite of the NBA. Like, that's awesome. But it's also just what you say, words are cheap. If you do it. If the Celtics win it all this year, will anybody debate Tatum's place in the NBA?
No.
So then what's the point of debating it now?
Well, you can debate now. They have a very bad clutch problem, and he in particular has not shown up end of the Cleveland game and now the end
But here's the fraudulence. The same Celtics fans that call in saying, Curtis, you idiot, Tatum's great, will be the ones, when they win it all, celebrating Tatum's arrival. Yeah. Which means he hasn't gotten there yet.
He hasn't gotten there yet. No doubt about that. Tom in New Hampshire on the Celtics. Hello, Tom.
Hey, great. Hey, guys. I couldn't agree more with Curtis. I mean, Tatum's a great talent and stuff, but, you know, what drives me even nuts more with this guy, you know, not so much, you know, he misses it. Yeah, he hasn't hit the clutch shot, but watch the guy on the defensive board. The other night, Aaron Gordon, every rebound off the glass was on Tatum's side. The guy never, his hands are always down by his side. He never has his butt into anybody. He doesn't box anybody out. He's a great talent, but he doesn't want to do the dirty work out there. You see Pritchard, you see Holiday, you see Hauser, you know, they're playing guys over the, you know, taller than them. They're boxing him out. Tatum's always, when it's down the paint, he's always on his side, getting killed in the glass, and that's just effort and you know more than your just God given talent. And then the other thing that's going to kill him too down in the playoff is, you know, as much as I like Brown too, the guy's got the yips from the free throw line. He's had them for a long time now, and if anybody that knows the yips, the longer they go on, the more they become a problem. And then it's going to start affecting him driving to the lane and everything else because the guy's afraid to miss free throws. And, you know, when he's taking his jumper, a three-point shot, he's so free, it just leaves his hands. But when he's on the free throw line, he's doing his heavy breathing, he's doing his things. You can see he's just fighting. fighting it and fighting it, and it hasn't got to the worst stage yet, but it's coming, and it's going to kill him, unfortunately.
This playoff run for the Celtics is going to be highly stressful. Wouldn't you agree? Nightly micro-analyzing of Tatum and Brown and what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong. I mean, he's not wrong. Tatum was like a non-factor for a lot of
games. But here's the other thing. So you lose a 22-point lead with 9 minutes to go.
Which I turned off, by the way. I turned on the Bruins' third period. I don't know about you, but no, I was like, this game's in hand.
I have center ice. I was checking out the Blue Jackets because I love their defensive pairings.
You were watching Andrew peak?
He didn't peak too soon.
he played 20 minutes in that game.
I thought he looked great. I mean, I thought he was a little too light with the puck.
Shot blocker, though?
I love a guy that's willing to get in front of the puck. Regular ally of Frady out there. But the Jaylen Brown was 7 of 14 from the line against the Cavs.
But he was pretty good in the game otherwise.
But here's my point. Stop making it about the refs and what Jordan or Kobe. Like, I find that side of the NBA
world. Who blamed
the
refs?
Did you hear the aftermath of the Cavs game?
Oh, the Cavs game. Not the Nuggets game.
I'm talking about the Cavs game, the most recent Celtics game. Oh, no.
That was Nuggets.
Sorry. The Cavs game this week that Tatum was complaining about.
Well, refs were also a conversation because there were three technicals handed out in that first half. But again, not the reason why they lost.
There is nothing I find more tedious than NBA ref talk. Okay?
Sometimes it's a factor.
The league enabled Tim Donaghy. Tim Donaghy's best friend, Scott Foster, is still a ref in good standing.
Oh, speaking of which, gambling numbers were out. Pretty interesting.
Very
interesting.
Across
the Commonwealth. Get those.
I got to tell you, sports betting in Massachusetts, burgeoning business.
You're ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah.
Now, here's Tatum post-game talking about after the Denver loss up against Jokic, what went wrong.
How do you come away when you don't have maybe your best game?
Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to make it about myself or necessarily individual matchup, right? That's not the way our team is set up. You know, sometimes it's just the flow of the game. It is your night. You are getting more shots or whatever. But we just got such a well-balanced team that it might not necessarily be your night. Other guys may have it going, and you have to, you have to respect that. I say it all the time. We talk about respecting each other's space and understanding the flow of the game. So it's not upon me to like hijack the game and try to make it about me. And it's a national TV game. Other guys had it going, so, if I had to be in the corner, if I had to, be a facilitator at times, so be it.
Which is fine, except at the end of the Cleveland game, he sort of hijacked the game. He had the last shot. He ate it for the last 20 seconds. He was 1 of 12 during this down the stretch. And fine if you're getting double-teamed or whatever, but he also had a chance to win and missed the three at the end of the Nuggets loss. So that plus he did at one point. It's not about you. That line about one of the best basketball players in the world, that was probably a misstep from him this year to be getting into that talk.
I recognize that Jason Tatum and his importance to the Celtics is second only to
Brian Baio.
Tom Brady at his peak with the Patriots. No other singular player on any team. And you could argue Jason Tatum's more important. Because he's one of, what, two or three in the whole world, and he plays offense and defense. So, Jason Tatum is a business unto himself. He is spectacular. If you read anything about Jason Tatum, his upbringing, what he's overcome, unbelievable story. He's got more toughness in his pinky than I have will ever have in my whole body.
I agree with that.
So, I mean, he's a much better boss than I do as well.
Missoula over Laird.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't think Missoula's his boss, just like you're. I'm just kidding. Anyway, you keep waylaying. Okay, so, but I think Tatum, this is all a problem. He needs to hire Tom's sports psychologist. Like, just worry about being Jason Tatum, and the results will follow.
I'm one of the best basketball players in the world.
I don't know if you know what humbly means.
That was the misstep. And see, when things go wrong, and you're saying it's not about me, and then you got that. Now, they are 48-14, so, okay, a couple losses.
Raise your hand if you're the most modest.
Let's go to Anthony in the car.
Anthony? How you doing, guys?
How are you?
How you doing? So, Curtis, you said something that kind of rang into my head, and you said Tatum wanted to be placed amongst the elite players. That's the problem. He just wants to be placed there, like, entitled. He doesn't want to fight for it. The guy is not a killer. Like, oh, I love Kobe. I'm a Celtics fan since 81. I hate Kobe to the core, but that guy was a winner. And Jason Tatum doesn't have that in his DNA. He never will. It sucks because he's one of the most immensely talented players in the league. But, you know, it reminds me of, like, just a more talented Jeff Green. You know, Jeff Green could have been amazing.
That's a little harsh.
No. Jeff Green could have been a lot better had he had fire inside him.
Jeff Green, who went to Georgetown?
On another level. Tatum's on another level talent-wise, well, but he's got that same mentality. He's soft.
But you could develop that, Anthony. Don't you think you can improve
on
that?
No, here's the issue. Here's the issue, Anthony. The game six against the Bucks, Jason Tatum was not soft in that game at all. He
absolutely not.
So, I mean, he's had far more opportunities, and he's come through more than Jeff Green ever would.
He had 51 in a game seven. We saw that.
Right. Against the Sixers, right?
You have to turn it on all the time. All the time. You want to win every game. Not just win. You want to beat your opponent. He just doesn't seem to have that. Mm.
Well, see, here it is. This is setting up for a very entertaining Celtics playoffs. I mean, this is going to be good.
It's awesome, and it's great to watch it. I mean, one of the things the Dynasty did a phenomenal job of was encapsulating the vitriol and rage and disdain for the 07 Patriots. The world wanted that. I mean, people say we shocked the world. Ronnie Harrison did when they were like 10-point favorites against the Eagles. But legitimately, the world wanted the Giants, and the world doesn't want the Celtics. So it'll be a very entertaining.
I don't think the world doesn't want the Celtics. I think they are actually a team that can be that are likable right now.
But I mean, the NBA world outside of Boston. I mean, they are the it
people
team.
Love Tatum. His jersey is number one or number two.
Right. So was Kobe's, but people here hated him.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that statement. I think they could be. I don't think people hate Denver, but I don't think people hate the Celtics nationally right now. They just don't believe in them. Like Anthony.
I think people hate Celtics fans.
Well, that's true. Well, yeah. We agree with that. Now, coming up, numbers from. Take your thoughts on the Celtics. You want to keep that going. Tough week. I was happy about one thing this week, and that was the Brian Baio contract. Am I allowed to be happy about that for 60 seconds on the way next? And speaking of those numbers, the gambling numbers.
When does Tristan Casas get his first hit of the spring?
I heard you talking about this yesterday. The guy's had like 5 at-bats in your
0 for 11.
God. Wait till he's going to take off in the Dominican. DR tonight, baby.
When do you fly down on the jet?
Prime time.
And by the way, Ken will be off next weekend because he's going on a golf stream to Red Sox weekend.
You've already been to Florida. You're giving me crap about going on a work event with our
I came back Friday
sponsors.
Night. My flight was delayed 6 times. I was still here the next day.
God, yeah, what a warrior. numbers talk next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
There's some good times left in this town, Curtis. Brian Baio, my man, baby Pedro, $55 million over 6 years, the 24-year-old, the ace of the future, is locked up. Good day, good signing. You guys got to see the Red Sox down there last week. Did you inhale any of that optimism?
Yeah. I mean, cut the tension with a knife down there. I've been going to the spring training since the days with Dino where we did like 2 weeks.
Yeah, on the bench.
And never at the bench. That was Nesson. We were up at the left field concourse. And
round table.
Oh,
Dino loved the round table.
One of the funniest things ever was when Ken Laird created it. Morning. How are you? What was it? Hello, my friends. Good morning. So it was a master class in how to make the Red Sox disappear was their offseason. And Bayo, good signing. No issue with it whatsoever.
Maybe your opening night starter in Seattle, 19 days from today.
Giolito getting hurt with the brilliant Craig Breslow. What'd you think of the Breslow sit down?
He was a little nervous, but he's got nothing to talk about right
what do you
now.
Think, what do you think of someone that's nervous in front of me? Well, how do you think they are with expected. Billy Bean?
God, Pivetta wouldn't even look at you. The guy sat down and put his back to you.
He's great. I mean, Pivetta's what an interview.
He's their number two, apparently.
He sure is.
I'll just keep focus on Bayo. At least they have a plan. They're signing the young guys. Great.
Young guy.
Cass is next.
Okay, Cassis said he hadn't been spoken to.
He hasn't spoken to yet, but I could see it coming.
They're waiting for him to get a hit, and then they'll talk to him.
Right, because they're like you. They agree with your takes on baseball, and they said, Curtis is right. He's 0 for 11. So we need to wait.
I wouldn't have signed Giolito. That makes me smarter than Breslow.
Why? There was nothing to worry about with Giolito. He'd been healthy to this point.
He had Tommy John before.
When?
2012.
He did? Oh, 2012.
I don't know. He definitely had it before. I don't know the year.
He's been pretty durable for a decade, but anyway. Yeah, that's not good. But even the worst part is they're not going to sign Montgomery now. I totally agree with everybody who's pointed this out. They're now less likely to sign Montgomery because this season's a boot down the road.
I mean, in all honesty, how can you trust Fenway Sports Group when if you take Sam Kennedy at his word, the team's been in last place 3 or 4 years and they're losing money and he gets promoted?
Not losing money, a break-even business.
Do you agree with that?
Sure, I do.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, the Red Sox depress me, candidly.
Now, these gambling numbers are out. I thought these were kind of interesting. Speaking of the numbers, show me the numbers. Mass gambling through 1 year. Commonwealth, $4.82 billion online handle in the first 10 months. Seventh highest in the country. Third highest of any state in the first 10 months of operation. Behind only?
I'm going to guess New Hampshire.
New York.
New Jersey.
And Ohio.
Ooh, OH.
Average bettor wagered at $91 a month, seventh highest per capita in the country. New Hampshire, $52. Connecticut, $51. Rhode Island, $32.
So we're three times Rhode Island?
Three times Rhode Island. Very frugal in Rhode Island. Greg should move there. And with a 20% tax for these online operators, the Commonwealth has collected $108 million in the first year.
I'm sure we've used it wisely.
Most bet on teams, Celtics and the Bruins. Celtics in the NBA, the most bet on league. Then the NFL. Does that surprise you?
Because the Celtics are really good, so fans will be more likely to bet on them.
Then MLB, then college. College a distant fourth.
Yeah, you can't bet on BC, right?
Numbers that were not talked about are any potential monies for gambling addicts and things that have gone wrong in the Commonwealth. But overall, this it's been a pretty good win for the state.
As with the pandemic, the ramifications for poor policy are felt far later. But I would say right now, quick aside, I know we're doing a quick deviation here.
Yeah, quick deviation.
Andy Reid and the governor of Missouri commuting the sentence of Britt Reid, and Andy Reid doing the car wash of interviews the other day.
I didn't see that.
He did it with Rich Eisen. He was on Coward. He was on FS1. And nobody talks about it. And I know Patriots fans are sensitive, and I'm sensitive to it, having been a fan of the team and seen it up close and personal covering it. If this is a Belichick or a Kraft, it is leading SportsCenter. It is national conversation. The Patriots have a problem. The culture, whatever. The Chiefs are the new Patriots. They are now a dynasty, officially. Three Super Bowls in 5 years, back-to-back, first time since 2003-04. And Andy Reid is enabling a son that has serious issues, and this poor family that has had their life upended, a four-year-old who will never have a normal life because of him. And the NFL, Mike Florio did a great job, Dan Wetzel, the story I read, did a great job pointing this out. They investigate the private lives of players all the time. They investigate, Spygate 2.0, Deflategate. They have money for everything. It stands to reason that Britt Reid was drunk at work because he was leaving work, and 3 hours later he was still well over two times the legal limit. And so if he was consuming alcohol at an NFL facility as an employee of the team before he did this, the organization has liability.
What is the breaking point for the Chiefs to become hated nationally? Because still, Andy Reid and Mahomes are beloved.
I think it's Mahomes is, well, first of all, Andy Reid is the anti-Bill when it comes to the media. Peter King is like, gives him lap dances. Like, I'm serious. It's unbelievable.
The guy's just retired. Leave Peter King alone.
Go listen to the interviews they do. I mean, Andy Reid, yeah. I mean, he does interviews with Brady on that Jim Gray show. He's everywhere. And Mahomes is a lot. I mean, whatever you want to say about Mahomes, hard to dislike.
And Travis Kelce is getting them closer for being
You're right, Joe. Yeah. You're right, Joe.
Good point, Joe. 1 point for you.
Point for Braverman. Yeah. Best point of the day.
Travis Kelce sucks. God, and what'd you think of the Jason Kelce press conference?
Oh, my God.
That had to have been a goof.
I mean, I don't think so.
His wife glided in. He's mixing in Taylor Swift lyrics.
See, he'll hang around the Chiefs more and make them even more unlikable.
Yeah.
Which is good.
The Kelces, I asked who's more likely to be gone, Missoula or Montgomery.
Yeah.
Travis and Swift are dunzo by the 4th of July.
I want a quarterback plan from you next, Curtis. Free agency is Monday. It's Monday at noon. Tampering begins. Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield, Ryan Tannehill, Gardner Minshew, Jacoby Brissett, Jameis, Flacco. I want a plan from you. I want it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.